from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So many to choose from this morning, but for a change, it's actually not the weather for all the negative reasons. The weather is beautiful. Donald Trump says his campaign has been hacked by Iran.
Very interesting story. This is Carissa Lawson with CBS.
Over the weekend, former President Donald Trump said his campaign was hacked, and he blamed Iran. Both Politico and the Washington Post reported that they had received what appeared to be internal Trump documents, including research on Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, from an anonymous email account.
And it's fascinating because more and more we're seeing, you know, other countries potentially have the influence of hacking into all kinds of different accounts.
The number of times that I have read stories in the last maybe 2 or 3 years in which we're learning that criminals in North Korea, Russia, Iran, right?
Yeah, and
cyber threats.
Tonight, Elon Musk will do an interview with Donald Trump, and there have been no time limits or questions. He said there's nothing been taken off the table.
I think it would be fair to say at this point that in terms of reaching people with news and information, that Elon Musk is now the world's leader in this area. He purchased Twitter, and The predictions were it was going to go badly, and it's been the opposite of that. Their Twitter is growing, and it's now the number one source of information worldwide.
But he's made
that amazing?
He's made himself the center of it.
Yes, he has.
In other words, he didn't purchase it and just let it roll.
No.
He is the face. And in fact, he's been asking, should they change the name back to Twitter?
Yes, or no? Pick up on that.
Oh, yeah. He's been asking yes or no, but he is a big supporter of Donald Trump, so you can expect a interview that would be favorable.
The other thing that that I find interesting about Elon Musk is that this is just one facet of his, you know, his interests, that what he spends his time on. We have Starlink, these satellites that provide internet service around the world. You can take a Starlink receiver anywhere with you and stay in touch. Then you have, of course, his space interest, the programs that he's helping to fund, and then you have Tesla. This is really an interesting guy.
And he has...
I think this you could consider him to be the Ford of our era, the Henry Ford, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, by all accounts, eccentric in ways, too, like many people who are creative are. But it's not going to be like a journalistic 101.
No, I wouldn't expect that.
No. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden sat down for the first time one-on-one with Robert Costa of CBS. Sunday morning aired it yesterday. And one of the interesting aspects was why he finally decided to drop out of the race.
And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did someone... And I thought it'd be a real distraction, number one. Number two, when I ran the first time, I thought of myself as being a transition president. I can't even say how old I am. It's hard for me to get out of my mouth. But things got moving so quickly, it didn't happen. And the combination was that I thought it was a critical issue for me, still is, not a joke, maintaining this democracy. But I thought it was important because although it's a great honor being president, I think I have an obligation to the country to do the most important thing we can do, and that is we must defeat Trump.
And it goes on from there. But that was his answer to why he stepped down from the campaign. Meanwhile, the Olympics end in Paris. And by all accounts, they put on a big show.
Yeah, and Team USA did very, very well.
Yeah, 126 medals.
We have a lot to be proud of.
Yep. 40 gold. China was behind them with 91.
Oh, you know, I was watching a video, and I don't know which American athlete this was that I was watching, but this beautiful young woman was on the podium, and they played the national anthem. I just choked up.
Yeah, you know, those moments.
It was just the look on her face, just wow.
They kind of...
So touching.
Come, and you think, okay, who's going to watch the Olympics? And then you kind of get sucked in, and then the individual stories of... dedication and sacrifice and the drama on a world stage. And then you find, you know, different things that interest you and you start really rooting and, you know, and then it goes by so fast and it's over. And you got to wait 4 more years in this case.
Couple of quick weeks.
Coming back to Los Angeles. And of all things, Tom Cruise swooped in, literally.
The closing ceremonies were a surprise, really, I think.
Yeah, and they... grabbed the torch and brought it, you know, is going to bring it to Los Angeles.
Still, for me, my most treasured Olympic memory would be Muhammad Ali holding the torch.
Yeah, there are many, and there are many memories made this week, and that's for sure. And the Northern Lights, spectacular, so rare for us to have a chance to see them. Now, this is the second time.
Twice in 1 year. Wow. We've had a lot of everything this year, haven't we?
And a meteor shower on top of that. And it was clear enough last night to see all of this. So
you can watch again tonight.
Yeah, you probably.
The meteor shower will be on full display.
So that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. Guess who's coming back to Pittsburgh this week, Thursday and then Sunday at PPG Paints Arena, Bruce Springsteen. And this is a long-anticipated return because he was unable to perform, and so people who had tickets for that show are going to be in attendance. And so he has two shows and probably could have sold out Acrisure Stadium if they wanted. So Thursday
certainly,
and
yeah.
Sunday night, the boss is back. And speaking of music and concerts, how about Aerosmith decided last week?
Yeah.
They're done.
Steven Tyler has some kind of an injury in his vocal cords.
Yeah.
And it makes it not possible for him to perform.
Same thing happened with Jon Bon Jovi. vocal cord issues. So
at one point many years ago, Elton John had to have surgery for nodules on his vocal cords, and there was a lot of worry that he wasn't going to have it anymore.
And yet,
and he wound up doing well.
But there's Mick Jagger at 81 running around like he's an Olympic athlete.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
hey, talking about athletes, I want to bring this up. Do you know what's going on in Cleveland right now with the Browns?
Yeah, they're looking. They just built a stadium. I say just built.
That's not an old ballpark there up by the lake. It's a nice one.
No, if they had old War Memorial Stadium in the day.
That thing, the old horseshoe,
it was brutal.
Yeah. Well, now they've revealed a plan in the last week for a new domed stadium, which would be built way away from downtown Cleveland in Brook Park is the suburb's name. But now this plan has hit a snag. According to this story I'm reading from the Associated Press, it says the team owners D and Jimmy Haslam and Cuyahoga County officials are backing a proposed $1.2 billion renovation of the current stadium, and they said are committed to keeping the NFL franchise in downtown Cleveland for generations to come. But they put out the renderings of this new state-of-the-art stadium they wanted to build, and the first thing that went through my mind was, you don't put a dome stadium in Cleveland. You don't do that in Pittsburgh. We play in the snow, right?
Well, that has been a discussion because, obviously, if you can control the environment when there's inclement weather, but some people like the fact that the teams have to play in bad weather. I remember just a couple of seasons ago, it was like 20 below zero.
Right.
I mean, it was frigid.
I was at the last home game, outdoor home game, for the Minnesota Vikings. It was a bitter cold day, and I loved it. And that's just football. That's the kind of weather we play in. So, but what's going on in Cleveland right now? We're eventually going to have this conversation in Pittsburgh. What's going to happen with AccraSure down the road? How many more decades are we going to go before we have to figure out what's next? And there's going to be a what's next, right?
It's not decades. The contract, as I understand, the lease comes up pretty soon. It's right around the corner.
Yep.
So, that discussion will take place.
Can you picture in your mind the Steelers not playing downtown? Can you picture that? I can't even imagine it.
Well, they used to say that in Boston, but they years ago moved it out to Foxborough, which is, way out from the city.
Yep.
So that would be like moving the Steelers stadium to Washington County. Now,
bang, right on.
Somewhere like that.
Yep.
Not going to happen.
I can't visualize that.
You got to be in downtown. Yeah. You got to be, as Bobby Brister said, by that lake.
Yeah. Over the weekend, I happened to see another retrospective on Three Rivers. It was a fun watch.
By the way, we have secured, and we're going to announce tomorrow morning at 7:35, a Lifetime Achievement Awardee for our hometown heroes. And I think everyone will be happy about it. They're going to go, well, that makes perfect sense.
I'm starting to have an idea what you might be talking about here.
You wait till you hear, and then I thought,
don't tell me, I want to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Be a surprise, but I think I know who you're.
All right,
who we're talking about.
7:35 tomorrow, we're going to announce that. We're pretty excited about it. By the way, nominations are open for our hometown heroes. If you want to nominate somebody you know who's doing incredible things in our community, by all means, go to kdkradio.com. Look up our nomination page. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. This headline caught my attention yesterday. Xylazine still ravaging Pennsylvania and moving west. And many people might not know what it is or why it's a concern. And joining us from Gateway Rehabilitation Center is Dr. Anthony Gentile. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate your time. I want people to be aware of what this drug is. So describe xylazine.
Xylazine was developed in the early 60s to be used as a large animal sedative and anesthetic. And I think we have to emphasize that there is no FDA indication for human use of this medication. What's scary is that even though a veterinary license is required for purchasing this drug, it can be purchased online at various sites that aren't even associated with veterinary use. And because of this, there's an increasing need for regulation by government agencies to classify this drug as a controlled substance.
And as I understand, it's showing up more and more frequently in drugs that are being used by individuals all the time. It's not an opioid, but it is often found with opioids. So why is that?
Yes. Xylazine, in terms of where it is most concentrated, it's usually in the eastern United States, and it has been found also in Puerto Rico and Canada. And closer to Pittsburgh, the most common site of use is in Philadelphia. It's also been found in Maryland and Connecticut and New York. The xylazine is it's a very difficult drug to find in that its appearance is it's usually mixed with fentanyl. Let me say that, and because it's usually mixed with fentanyl to extend the high of fentanyl, and it has to be pointed out that not everyone who uses fentanyl is aware that xylazine is present. And in most cases, they are buying this drug not knowing that xylazine is present in the drug, in fentanyl.
Yeah, Dr. Gentile, this is Paul Rasmussen. I'm curious to know, you were talking earlier about that this xylazine being added to, like, fentanyl is... They're doing this because it extends the high, the intensity and the length of the high that they receive from taking the drugs. But what this is like, we already know fentanyl is highly toxic, and there's a lot of deaths due to fentanyl. I would assume xylazine makes it even more so.
Oh, certainly, because it extends the high. Even if the overdose is treated with naloxone, it is only going to relieve the respiratory depression caused by the naloxone. In the presence of xylazine, the sedation continues, however. And because this sedation continues, these patients are still at risk.
We're with Dr. Anthony Gentile from Gateway Rehabilitation Center. So have we made progress, Doctor, dealing overall with people who are addicted to opioids?
I think we've made significant progress. And the progress can be exhibited in the fact that we're learning more about why addiction occurs. And the more we learn about it, the more we find out that addiction is actually a disease. It's a disease of the reward system in our brain. And people are often asked, why do you continue using this medication or this drug, even though you know that it has significant consequences and often can result in mortality and morbidity, significant morbidity? When we realize that addiction is a drug of the reward system, and these drugs are used because our brain wants them to be used, all the breaks that our brain has evolved to prevent harm to our bodies, all these breaks are dysregulated when it comes to addiction. And the sooner we recognize that addiction is a disease no different than diabetes, no different than hypertension, and has to be treated as a disease.
Have you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Doc.
I think when we realize this, then our treatments are going to become much more effective. With regard to xylazine, I think there is something that we have to emphasize here. It's not only the respiratory depression that can occur with xylazine, especially in combination with an opiate like fentanyl. It's the occurrence of significant skin lesions that occur with continuous xylazine use. These skin lesions are extremely dangerous. They often result in ulcerations and significant abscesses, which can lead eventually to amputations. So this is a drug that has many more adverse effects than fentanyl alone.
But again, is used often in combination. We encourage people who would like more information to reach out. Gateway Rehabilitation Center is a tremendous local resource. Dr. Anthony Gentile, appreciate your time this morning, Doctor, and keep up the great work.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, and hopefully we can get this message out, not only to the adverse effects of xylazine in combination with fentanyl, but also the good things that are being done by Gateway Rehab with regard to addiction in general.
Appreciate it. Dr. Anthony Gentile.
KA.
Thanks, Ellen, and let's go to AccuWeather's headquarters, and we find meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, good morning, Larry.
A little different start to this week and after this beautiful weekend. And how about seeing the northern lights and the meteor shower all happening last night?
Yeah, and then you could even see Jupiter and Mars are very, very close to one another right now as they're climbing higher in the sky. It's not, you can't see them now, but I saw those. I didn't get to see the aurora. I didn't get to see the Perseid meteor showers, unfortunately, but apparently those were visible. And it's possible you could see both of them again tonight. The peak of the Perseids was last night, but I was just reading some stuff on spaceweather.com, and it says that there may be auroras that extend into the night tonight.
But we have some cloud cover.
Yeah. Jupiter and Mars were burning brightly this morning when I left my house. It was spectacular.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed that show. That, at least, I did see this morning.
So, I understand this week, obviously, is not going to be nearly as hot or plagued with the heavy storms and Debbie's rain that we had for many people east of the city of Pittsburgh that came up overnight Thursday into Friday. Although I do understand there's some tropical concerns, but that'll be a while out there on the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's probably going to be Ernesto by midweek. But that one, you know, outside of maybe affecting the northern Caribbean islands over to Puerto Rico, that's going to turn north, and it should stay out in the Atlantic. It looks like a series of upper-level troughs coming through the central and eastern U.S. guide that one harmlessly to the east of the eastern seaboard. Maybe Nova Scotia could be impacted by it late in the weekend or the beginning of next week.
Looking at the forecast coming up for the rest of the work week, Joe, if this was an Olympic event, I think that the judges would give you a gold medal.
I think so. This would be really nice. The only problem is that we get to Friday and then the weekend, and it does look like some showers are going to be parading in from the west. It'd be nice to have a repeat of this past weekend, which was great start to finish. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the case this coming weekend.
All right, Joe, thanks for the update. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters.
I remember us talking with Joe about what a great weekend it was going to be. I mean, I've never heard him so pumped about a weekend forecast like we heard last week, and it turned out to be exactly what he predicted. It was almost like a fall weekend.
Yeah, I really, really think a lot of people welcomed the break.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of families feeling it right now, and that is back to school. You got to get that list taken care of. You got to get it done because we're days away. Some parents are really excited about sending the kids back to school. Let's be honest, Paul.
Couple of weeks, for example, in Ringgold, they'll get started, and we've already got our first school threat. You know, when I saw the story this morning, I have more on it at 7 o'clock, but when I saw the story this morning, I thought, yeah, that makes sense. You know, somebody's probably trying to get out of the first day of school. It's crazy stuff.
And the other thing, there are two other things we'll hear about also. We talked about it last week, and that is the fact that there is a shortage of school bus drivers in many of the school districts, where I know Penn Hills kind of came up with a plan to utilize public transit too, but not all the school districts can take advantage of that because it just doesn't exist in many of those regions. So they need school drivers. Then the other things you'll start to hear this week about some potential school strikes.
That's right.
Teacher strikes.
Yep.
And then the other part is just about everybody talking about what do you do to get the kids ready to go back to school, some high anxiety.
And there's also the cost. You know, it's going to be much more expensive like it was last year and the year before to get the kids all the things that they would need.
And we're going to talk to the executive director of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation about dealing with high anxiety.
Oh, boy. I remember what it was like. There were times when I was really just as tense as I could be, and then I realized everything was going to be okay. But
I still feel that way.
Right.
Every Sunday night.
Be honest about it. I mean, you got to come in and face me on Monday morning. First thing.
Terrifying.
Right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.